The first few feet of water at Strand Hill were safe enough. In summer they were like a bath. The sea there made only the slightest effort at going in and out, it always seemed to me. Maybe the children peeing in the water had something to do with it. With the heat, I mean. It was lovely, though. Myself and Chrissy and the other girls from the Café Cairo. Mrs. Prunty always tried to employ good girls for the café, but good girls that looked good, which is a different thing. I think we looked like young goddesses. Mary Thompson could have been a picture in a magazine. Winnie Jackson was a picture once in the Sligo Champion. Miss Winnie Jackson enjoys the fine water at Strand Hill. Her and her beautiful one-piece bathing suit sent down to her in a box from Arnott's in Dublin on the Dublin to Sligo train. There was style for you. She had a lovely plump bust and I think the lads felt only despair looking at her, that they would never even get talking to her. Our skins going all African in the steaming heat of August. Our faces bright red sometimes in the evenings going home across the Strand, burnt off of us, and lying in bed then in the town, hardly daring to let our shoulders touch the sheets. Happy. And then the skin calmed down the next morning and longing to get away out to the beach again, and then again, and then again. Happy. Just straightforward, ordinary girls we were. We liked to bring as much despair as we could to the lads, who watched on the sidelines of our happiness like sharks, devouring our attributes with their eyes. Sometimes I'd get talking to a lad at a dance. Lads didn't say much, and when they did talk, they didn't say much worth hearing, but that was all right. There were all sorts at the dance, toffs from the town, and lads with trousers too short for them showing their socks, or bare legs stuck into battered shoes. There were always a few donkeys tied up outside, and nags of one sort and another, and carts heeled up. The mountain spilled out its sons and daughters like a queer avalanche. Lovely humanity. Father Gaunt was always there, or some such one or other of the curates, the herons among the minnows. By God, there was some sort of dance hall act, I seem to remember, or maybe I imagined that. I believe they railed against dances in the church, but I wouldn't have been privy to that. There wasn't supposed to be much touching. It would be queer cold dancing without touching. It was lovely to snuggle up to a lad at the end of a dance, you sweaty and him all sweaty too in the summer, the smell of soap and turf off. And that stuff in their hair that time, Brilliantine was the name, I think. There'd be fellas there whose fathers and mothers probably spoke Irish in the back hills of Sligo, and who, from going to pictures now and then, had the idea they had obligations to look like stars of the silver screen, unless it was looking like Irish patriots they were trying to be. Maybe that was it too. Michael Collins had been a strong man for the grease in his hair. Even De Valera was well slicked down. And Tom McNulty's band blowing up a storm. Young Tom standing there at the edge of the stage with his trumpet or clarinet raised, blasting out the sort of music we had then. You had to have the jazz for the dancing, but also the foxtrot was still danced there, and even the waltz. Tom even had a recording made called Tom McNulty's Ragtime Band. By Jesus, that sent the hall into a frenzy. There was a light shining out of Tom then. Of course, at that time, Tom was just the great man I had never spoken to, unless it was in the cafe to say, "What would you like?" To which the answer would most likely be China tea and a dead fly bun, Earl Grey for the brother. He was dead keen on the dead fly buns. I wonder if they still have them. They were like religious objects at that time. You couldn't have a cafe without them. What would be the point? It is funny how fixed everything was in those times. Dead fly buns, cream cakes, eclairs, cherry buns with white icing on top. It was like those things were as ancient and established as whales, dolphins, mackerel, like natural occurrences, the natural history of the cafe.